Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Okay, first and foremost, thank you, Pastor Dean and the rest of the pastors, si Pastor Mark, who gave me the opportunity to share the word this morning. Again, whenever I'm here, I feel at home. Kasi po yung senior pastor ninyo was my former youth pastor, si Pastor Mark Constantino back 1996, and he was the one who did an altar call and I surrendered my life to Christ. And then after that, siya rin po yung nagsabi sa akin na, bro, you have a heart. I know, I can see that you have a full-time calling. And so, natulak po tayo. Natulak po tayo ngayon. Pero I believe it's God who called me for this. And of course, yung discipleship pastor ninyo, one of your discipleship pastors, Romel Sumaway, was formerly one of my leaders. And also your worship pastor was my best friend when I was in college. Kilala niyo ba si Bongo Zoom? Isa sa mga worship leader. So that's why I feel so at home here, especially working with Dean in Ignite also last year. So again, thank you for the privilege, and you have such a great leaders here. A few years after the church, meron na kayong church plant in Antipolo, and I know it's just a matter of time. Mapupuno na rin natin yun, tapos magja-church plant na naman sa, ano ba yung next, bro? Marikina naman? Maybe. So kaya it's not easy po. It's not easy to lead a church. So please, I plead with you, if you can pray for your pastors and the rest of the leadership team of Metro East, can you commit that? To pray for them, it's not easy po, for especially yung na-experience nyo ditong growth. It's not normal. Baka kala nyo po kasi, normal lang yan, lalaki and all. It's really something that God has given us the grace to grow. Kaya as we grow, I hope you will run with them in the vision of planting more churches. So now, let me go straight to the message that I wanted to share, which is entitled Beyond Borders. So last 7 weeks, we talked about the book of Colossians, which was entitled All and Nothing. Tama po ba? Na-enjoy niyo po ba yun? We talked about it and we said that on the whole series, sabi ron, we've learned who we are in Christ and we've learned how we live our life in Christ. And of course, we end it by saying the mission that we have in Christ. Now that we have a new identity, we have a new mission. And of course, in every organization, meron po yung mga mission statement. Tama po ba? Victory, honor God, make disciples. That's our heartbeats. That's the mission of our church. We want to honor God and we want to make disciples. Honor God means we want to please God in all areas of our life. And when we say make disciples, it means help others know God more in their lives. And I want you to know that we're doing this not only here in the Philippines. We're doing this in every nation. Victory po is under an organization which is named Every Nation. So Philippines were Victory, but globally we're known to be Every Nation. And the reason for that is because that's our heartbeat, that to be able to plant in every campus in every nation a church that would eventually church plant. So that's why we wanted to study world missions once at least or twice every year, because we don't want to forget who we are as a church. And also to know our history, but not only that, so that we will know where God has called us to go afterwards. Remember, Victory was birthed through mission. Naalala niyo po ba yon? There were missionaries who went here in the Philippines 1984, and they planted Victory. We were birthed through mission, and we will continually grow through missions. And that's why we wanted to make sure that we will not forget who we are. So now, let me dive in now. The challenge, sino rito naniniwala po kayo na world mission is important? Yes. Konti lang ulit. Sino po na rito naniniwalang importante yung world missions? Yes, we do believe that world mission is important. Well, most if not all the Christians believe that in principle. But the problem is sometimes nanineglect po siya sa practice. Why? Because sometimes when they hear the world missions, the thinking is, it's not for me. Okay? Hindi naman ako missionary, hindi naman ako trained missionary to go to India. Hindi naman ako katulad ni Mother Teresa na talagang ililay down yung life ko and everything for the missions. Yun kasing naisip natin, or to some, they believe that it's important, but because of the day-to-day life, di ba? Sino po dito may problema? O yung bro, yung mga Metro East, wala masyadong problema. Di ba, marami tayong nagiging problema sa buhay natin. So ngayon, because of the problem every day, sometimes we forget that World Mission is important. And also, syempre minsan naiisip natin, gusto sana natin, pero okay na ako dito, I'm happy where I am. Sa ano na lang yan, sila-sila na lang. Sometimes ganun po yung mindset natin, but the truth of the matter is, World Mission is in the very heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. So now let me go straight now to read the word that we'll be studying this morning. Why don't we all stand in reverence to the word of God? Let's read in Luke chapter 10 verses 1 and 2. And then I'll read for you. Okay? It says here, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two into every town and place where he himself was about to go. Verse 2, and he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest field. Let's pray, Lord. We thank you, God, for this morning. Lord, we want to hear and learn from you. Lord, we want that this word will not just be a message to us, but this will be a message that will transform us. Thank you, because when we leave this place, Lord, we will have the word that we can apply in every single situation that we'll be facing on the coming days. So, Father, we commit to you this time, and we thank you, we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, from the verse, you can take your seat now. From the verse po na we have read, it says here, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him. Just to give you a little background from this verse, hindi po ito yung time na nag-send si Jesus Christ ng 12 disciples niya. Nung Matthew chapter 10, it's a different situation. When Jesus was talking here, he was actually talking not to the 12. He was talking to all the believers na nagfa-follow sa kanya. So, the setting is, this verse is not for the 12. The setting is for everyone. Pwede bang sabihin nyo sa akin yun? Everyone. Okay, hindi po to para sa inyo, para to sa tabi ninyo. Okay, sabi mo nga sa tabi mo, para sa'yo daw to. Okay, so this verse actually is for each and every believer. Jesus talked to them and sabi niya, okay, he sent them two by two, and then after sending them to every town, Jesus said, okay, just before we go, let's pray. Okay, let's pray that we'll be able to. Very interesting nga eh, kasi when Jesus sent them, why 72? Meron bang magic word sa 72? Sa ibang translation po, 70 yan. Well, 70 or 72, it doesn't really matter. The point is, Jesus sent them. But some scholars said, the reason why it was 70, because some of them are very strong, it's 70. Some of them said 72. The reason for that is, they refer it to Genesis chapter 10. Remember when God and the world, and then started with Noah, and then they started being sent out. There were 70 nations represented back then. So that's why they said, kaya nung sinabi to ni Jesus, he actually sent 70. Because Jesus was referring to the 70 nations. Because Jesus' heart for the disciples is to be sent out to the 70, meaning every nation represented. So in the heart and in the mind of Jesus when he said this, he's actually thinking of a global mission. Say it with me. Global mission. So now my question, if our Jesus, our Lord, has a mission, my question, who wants to join that mission? And yung iba, yes. Okay, sino ito, you want to join that mission? Yes, we all wanted to join. Now, from this verse, we could learn how we can join God's mission. Yan yung pag-uusapan natin. Dahil sinabi ni naman ninyong gusto nyong maka-join sa mission ni God, then how do we join? First and foremost, let's read the verse. Sabi niya ron, he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest field. So when Jesus said, okay, we will go to the ends of the earth, the first thing that we need to do is let's go. Let's pray. When I was new in Victory, I'm really intimidated to pray. Kasi when they pray in English. Diba? Pag nasa victory group, sasabi na ganda ng victory group leader, okay, bro, let's pray. Bro, ikaw na mag-pray. Ay, hindi ako, wag ako. Hindi ako marunong mag-pray. Bro, marunong ka ba magsalita? Yes, marunong ka mag-pray. Because prayer is just talking to God. It's simple. Just speak what's in your heart to God, and that's already a form of prayer. So, from that time on, sabi ko, I want also to be part of it by praying. So, therefore, from that verse, sabi ni Jesus, let's pray earnestly. It's very interesting when Jesus said that let's go for a mission, He did not lay down a strategy. Okay, this is the strategy right away. Ito yung plan. Ito. So, first and foremost, bago niya sinend out, sinabi niya, let's pray. Therefore, if you wanted to be part of God's mission, the first thing that we need to do is to pray. Again, sino rito gustong maging part ng mission ni God? Then all of us can be part of it as we pray. Because that's how Jesus responded. Again, the first response is to pray. I hope in our life, whatever situation we are facing, the same is true. Our first response is prayer, not our last resort. Because sometimes, the thing is when we have problem, what we do, of course, there's nothing wrong with that, but what we do is we try everything to make it happen. Tama ba? Ako kasi ganun eh, maano ko yung action man, gusto ko madiskarte, gusto ko, let's do it. Tapos pag hindi na nag-work, ang dulo sasabihin ko, let's pray, hindi nag-work eh. Pag hindi pa nag-work, baka bro, kailangan pa, let's fast. What happened is the prayer is the last part. I will do first what I can, if it will not work, then I'll pray. I hope as Christians, we will be like Jesus. The first response in every situation is not to do it right away. The first is, Lord, let's pray. What is your word for this? The first response is to pray. Now, very interestingly din, nung sinabi ni Paul na we should pray, natatandaan niyo ba yung last week, sabi ni Paul, let's pray, he was very specific to pray. Sabi niya, pray for the missionaries. Sabi niya, pray for us. He was talking about himself, the preacher of the word. You know what? I want you to know that as we talk about world missions, yes, it's true that we need to pray, which is very important for our personal needs. But I hope you will not forget to pray also for, not only for our needs, but for the missionaries out there. Because the Bible says, Jesus said, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. So therefore, if we say that this is God's church, therefore, this should be called a house of prayer. We need to learn and make it a lifestyle to pray, not only for our needs, but for the advancement of God's mission. If we wanted to be part of God's mission, then let's pray with them. Let's hold the other end of the rope, not only for us, but for the people out there who's on the frontliner. You know, if you look at the life of Paul, in 2 Corinthians, when he did his mission, sabi ni Paul, and when I was with you, he was talking to the Macedonian church. Sabi niya, and was indeed, I did not burden any of you. That was his heart, to go to the mission, and just do it on his own na hindi niya i-burden. Parang okay lang kahit na ako lang. And then sabi niya, for the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied by my need. So I refrain and will refrain from burdening you in any way. But after that, he went to another church, which is the church in Philippi. He planted a church there. After the work, ito po yung nangyari in Philippians, chapter 4, verse 15, and the Philippians, sabi niya, he was talking to the church in Philippi, yourself know that in my beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving and then except only you. Sinabi niya sa church, yung ibang church, sabi niya, hindi sila nag-send ng support. And of course, hindi siya galit and all. He was just saying, walang nag-support, but because of you. After this, he started going to more nations. Because of the partnership, yun yung word, sabi niya rin, the partnership of the church with the work that he's doing. That's why I tell you, you can play a big role on this. Not only in prayer, but even in giving. You know, naman po natin lahat last year, nagkaroon ng earthquake sa Nepal, right? Meron po tayong church sa Nepal. Okay? Nung nagkaroon po ng earthquake, yung church po natin, in 24 hours, nag-turn siya into a relief operation. Yung church, parang nung church natin sa Tacloban, di ba? May church tayo, tapos nung nagkaroon ng Yolanda, biglang naging relief. Ganun din po yung nangyari sa Nepal. They turned to become a relief operating operation center, and we've rallied all every nation churches. And we've gathered around $100,000 in all the every nation churches, and we sent it there. You know, it made an impact to 13,000 people Nepali. Not only prayer and by giving, last but not the least, is also by going. Okay? So again, sinabi ko sa inyo, this church was birthed because of people who went here to plant a church. But let's look, go back to the verse that we've read a while ago. Verse 1, sabi doon, Lord, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them ahead. And then verse 2, sabi niya ron, let's pray. Let's pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out workers. Pag tinignan niyo po yan in English, pareho yung word. Send, past tense, send. But actually in Hebrew, if you look at the original verse of this, yung send sa verse 1 at saka yung send sa verse 2 was used differently. Very interestingly, yung first word sa verse first verse, the word that was used was apostello. Apostello means to send someone on a mission. Voluntarily commissioning them to go to the nation. So when Jesus said that he sent, ibig sabihin, kinomission niya yung mga disciples to go. But interestingly, verse 2, sabi niya, send them. But the sender that was used was ekbalo. Ekbalo, which means to drive them, to force them, to cast out them. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, I cast you out. Jesus said, Lord of the harvest, I pray that you forcefully, parang ganun yun, you force the people to go out of the nations of the world. Now, we are responding to that. That's why in verse 1, sabi niyo ron, we want to send people. That's why we have sent 150 long-term missionaries to different nations of the world. Because we want to respond to that calling. Lord, sinabi nyo, we need to go to the nation. So now we have sent 150 long-term missionaries. But not only that, if you look back in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, remember, sabi ni Jesus, sabi doon, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you will be what? Witnesses. Sabi ni Jesus, you will be my witnesses. Saan daw? First, in Jerusalem, ibig sabihin where you are, in Judea, which is the nearby city, in Samaria, ano yung Samaria? Yung kaaway nila. And then to the ends of the earth. Sabi ni Jesus, you will have the Holy Spirit. Sino rito? Tapos na ng Victory Weekend. We were baptized by the Holy Spirit. Ito daw yung purpose. The reason why you have the Holy Spirit so that you can go in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Sinabi ni Jesus yan sa kanila, but interestingly, after some time, the disciples, did they go to Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth? No. They stayed where they are. Siguro iniisip nila, Lord, okay na kami. Happy na kami kung nasan kami. So they stayed where they are. So that's why in Acts chapter 8, 7 chapters later, verse 1, sabi ron, and there arose on that day, what? Great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all where? Scattered throughout the regions of where? Judea, Samaria. Of course, except the apostles, but after that, if you look at that, pag tinignan niyo po yung church history, si Thomas, sa Doubting Thomas, nakapunta siya hanggang India. Actually, fast forwarding 2,000 later, 2,000 years later, nagkaroon ng victory. Diba? Parang ganun yun eh. Because these people went outside Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and preaching to the world. Now, the gospel was reached us, was able to reach us. Hindi rito thankful kayo na na-receive yung gospel. It was because of those people who went outside of Jerusalem. But ang tanong ko sa inyo, is it apostelo? Voluntarily ba silang lumabas? No, it was ekbalo. They were forcefully sent out. Because they did not respond, there was a great persecution. So kailangan pa ng persecution para mag-obey. Sino rito may pinapagawa si Lord sa inyo? Pero no, ayaw mag-obey. Wow, God allowed persecution. Ayaw nyo mag-obey? God allowed, I believe it's God's sovereignty that He allowed persecution. And because of the persecution, they were now forced to go out. Alam nyo ba na ang Philippines is the only Christian nation in Asia? And alam nyo rin po ba, very interestingly, that we have Filipinos all over the world. We actually have 10 million Filipinos in more than 180 countries. Tanong ko sa inyo, sino rito may kamag-anak, nanay, tatay, pinsan, kuya, tito, tita, na may nasa abroad? Yan, lahat tayo. Ang tanong ko, could it be that God, in His sovereignty, ekbalod the 10 million people? Filipinos, to be specific. Because we're the only Christian nation in Asia. So we need to reach out the non-Christian. Eh, ayaw natin. Bakit? Mas masaya sa Pilipinas eh. And God allowed economic persecution. We need a work. We need to go to Dubai. We need a work. We need to go to Cambodia to be a teacher. Again, I'm not saying that that's God's will, but could it be that God would allow an ekbalo, a great, not persecution probably, but economic persecution, so that we will be sent out forcefully to go to the ends of the earth. At alam nyo po ba, na ang church natin, for example, in UAE, we have 7 emirates in UAE, and in the 7 emirates, we have churches. And in Dubai alone, we have more than 1,000 members in the church. In the middle of a Muslim country, we have 1,000 people there worshiping God. Ang tanong, was it because we planted a church there? The truth of the matter is, no. These churches were started by a victory group leader in the Philippines, looking for a work in Dubai, went to Dubai, started the work, and cannot help but honor God. And what? And make disciples. So he started reaching out his office mates. Ngayon, lumaki yung office, yung mga ka-office mates, dumami victory group. After a year, tumawag sa Philippines, Pastor Steve, can you send a pastor here? Because I have 100 members in my victory group. And we sent Pastor Ruel Asuncion, the senior pastor now in UAE. The same goes with Oman, Bahrain, Qatar. Alam niyo po bang wala tayong mga full-time missionaries doon? Wala po tayong pastor doon. All of them were started by a victory group leader in the Philippines. Napunta doon sa bansa na yon. Sabi nila, namimiss ko victory, kailangan may victory group. So he started organizing a group. Yung group lumaki, Pastor Rowell, send naman po kayo ng pastor dito sa Oman kasi po may church na tayo, 100 na po kami. Pastor Rowell, pwede po ba kayo mag-send dito sa Qatar kasi 100 na rin po kami. All of these churches were planted by those ordinary people like you and me. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, you can do greater things than that. Parang natawa na lang kayo. With conviction, sabi mo, you can do greater things than that for God. I want you to know, going to the nations will make an impact. Hindi lang po siya 10 days, we're impacting the world. That's why, as I close, I want to land on this verse. In verse 2, sabi ron, therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest field. Again, Jesus' heart is to involve every single person. Interesting that Jesus did not pray na, let's pray na sana yung mga tao hindi mahirapan. Ang sinabi niya, let's pray for more laborers. Now my question, who among you here wants to be part of God's mission? As I end, sabi nito, we can all be part of God's mission by praying, by giving, or by going. Let's all pray. Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to be part of your mission. We know, kahit na po wala kami, Lord, you can do your mission. You don't need us, actually, Lord. But thank you for the privilege of being part of it. So, Father, today, I pray, Lord, that we will not just think of ourselves, but we will think of the other people outside of the Philippines that also needs to hear the gospel.